Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
One thing we know, there will be a new governor, because the current governor is done after his term. And our next guest wants to be your governor, Jason Ritchie, who announced here on the show, is with us in studio. Welcome back. Good to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
And you've been on that wheel ever since you made that announcement that around the state, kind of getting a feel for what's going on in the state and to push your agenda, the contract with Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I've been to about 80% of the counties now, and our message of economic revival and getting population back here again is resonating, and we feel a lot of momentum. And as the candidate from Western Pennsylvania, we feel really confident about our chances in the primary and eventually becoming governor.
And you are the only candidate in either party from our region, correct?
That is correct.
And you're talking about bringing new population in, bringing some new blood in, also maybe getting some people who have moved away because of economic reasons years ago, maybe get them to move back home. I know it's a wish list of a lot of people, but our way of life here in Western Pennsylvania is physical labor and fossil fuels and coal and natural gas. And the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative is now front and center for the current administration. How is that going to affect us and your plan?
Yeah, Reggie, it's called Reggie, and it's something everybody should have on their radar. I passed Regulatory Commission last week. This is an initiative. It's a carbon tax initiative set up by New York in conjunction with Vermont, Connecticut, and the other northeastern states. And it is a direct attack on our way of life here in Western Pennsylvania. Governor Wolf has no authority under the law to enter into a regional compact on behalf of the Commonwealth. All the other states have had their legislature approve it first, and then the governor has signed it. Here, what he's attempting to do, and Josh Shapiro, our attorney general, is not preventing this from happening, is he is putting a carbon tax on all of our power plants that emit CO2 into the air. And what that's going to do for Pennsylvania, this is very important that all the listeners understand this. It will shut down, by his own study, roughly half of our power plants in Pennsylvania. It will lay off thousands of good blue-collar workers throughout the Commonwealth. The electric bills for everyone, including the low-income residents that we have, will go up from Philadelphia to Erie, from Greene to Wayne County. And the worst part is that all the energy we used to make will be made in Ohio and West Virginia that have not signed on to the compact. The CO2 will go in the air and the wind will blow it right back over to Pennsylvania. The policy makes absolutely no sense whatsoever, and he has no authority to do it.
And how will this affect? Because all we've heard about for years is the Shell plant in Beaver County and the fact that this is going to bring jobs and expand our energy opportunities here on multiple levels. What will happen to that whole process?
Well, the biggest thing, Larry, is when our energy costs go up, it discourages manufacturers from coming here, right? Manufacturers, people that want to come here for the low energy costs that we should be providing. So what should happen on that cracker plant is now, as the next governor, I want to bring plastic manufacturers that use the raw materials from that cracker plant. We could be thriving if we would unleash our energy industry. We have more natural gas in Pennsylvania than there is oil in Saudi Arabia. yet we don't utilize it. We don't build the infrastructure to get it out of Pennsylvania. Right now, I think the biggest thing, I care about the environment just as much as anyone, but we have to understand, and the environmentalists have to understand, the energy has to be made somewhere, right? If we don't make it, someone else is. And to give you an example, most people don't know this. Boston, in the New England area, where do they get their natural gas? They get it from Vladimir Putin. They import it all from Russia. And that's because we're not allowed to build a pipeline across New York. And so we can't get it there. And so what Pennsylvania needs to do is build the infrastructure necessary to get it to Philadelphia, to get it to our port, and liquefy it and be able to take it to there, take it to our Western NATO allies. So that is critical to our national security. And it's something that Pennsylvania could be having tons of jobs, getting wealth to all of our citizens if we just unleash the power of our energy industry.
And that message should resonate also with Philadelphia. I mean, Philadelphia doesn't have the natural resources that we have here in Western Pennsylvania. I mean, you're talking about coal and natural gas, so that sort of cuts through the middle of the state and up into Scranton. So your message of this should resonate in Philadelphia. How has it been received?
I believe by labor, blue-collar people that want those blue-collar jobs, it does get received well. We could make the Philadelphia port one of the busiest ports, if not the busiest port in the United States, building ships that could take the natural gas, as well as liquefaction plants, as well as just the process of getting them onto the ships. There are so many jobs that we could be creating. You know, there's a company in Butler called Deepwell Services. They've told me, Jason, if we could just build the infrastructure and get permit approvals going for our energy industry. This is in Butler County. This is in Zillionople. I could create 2,000 jobs like that, starting at $60,000 right out of high school. I take the kids right out of high school and train them. That's the kind of potential. That's one company. That's the kind of potential that we have here if we unleash our energy industry. And my plan is not only to unleash energy and manufacturing, but to create and slowly take Pennsylvania to a 0% income tax, which will not penalize workers who go out and get off their butt and go out and work, right? Because that's all an income tax does. And we will bring it'll help small businesses. They'll want to come here. We've seen it in Tennessee. We've seen it in Texas. We've seen it in Florida. It is an attraction, 0% income tax. And we combine that with shrinking the size of our government, unleashing our energy industry. Pennsylvania will be on a population increase. All of our citizens will be better off. And it is a formula for success that I'm preaching everywhere I go.
We're with Jason Ritchie, who wants to be your next governor. Tough places make tough people. Like me, Jason Ritchie has watched the struggle the communities like our hometown of Aliquippa have battled through. And I know not a day goes by where those companies, the communities, their challenges, how to improve them, aren't on his mind. Jason is a tough leader who, elected governor, has the resolve to help communities like Aliquippa solve their problems. Mike Ditka said that. Iron Mike, you're by career a litigator, so you're used to being able to put your points together and argue in front of a judge and other companies and jury trials and all this. So you think you're ready to face all that comes with being a governor and all the acrimony with it?
Absolutely. You know, I'm pleased and honored to have Coach Ditka's endorsement in my run for governor. He's someone who deeply cares about Pennsylvania. We're both from Aliquippa, which, you know, like a lot of Western Pennsylvanian steel towns, it provides a little extra toughness. And I grew up in that blue-collar community. I worked in the summers in the steel mill down in Aliquippa, the last remaining steel mill, which was J&L Structural, to help put myself through law school. That taught me a lot. You know, when you're down there and you've got to scrub and get that soot off you, and you blow your nose and all this black stuff comes out of your head and you wonder, my God, how did all that get in there? You know, it teaches you a level of toughness. And one story, if I could share, it really made a big difference in my life, is we would come in and replace the older guys, because it would get to 120 degrees in there, right? So they would send the older guys into the air conditioning. They'd come out every once in a while with their brooms to sweep up. This one guy came out to me. He goes, I understand you're going to law school. Is that true? I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm studying to go to law school. And he said, you study hard. You don't want to end up like me. And that's the kind of toughness. You know, when you're down that mill every day for 40 years, that's something, that's a culture that we have here.
Those are our people.
Those are our people that have been given. And I can tell you, it's a couple of days in law school where it was 2 a.m. I had the test the next day. And I could hear that guy's voice in my head. And I said, I'll study another hour.
Yeah.
Good point.
Our people have motivated us, and they're on your shoulders right now.
We have Jason Ritchie, who wants to be your next governor, announced on this program. He's the only candidate from the region, too. And we'll have some time after the news at 8:30, Jason, to talk in more detail. You have 3 kids, so, you know, these issues are on your mind probably right now. But the one question I wanted to ask you, if you were in Harrisburg and you were the governor, this mask mandate that came from the health department of our state, how would you handle this? Because, you know, as a dad, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Mm-hmm. What would you do?
Well, this was another complete failure of leadership in Harrisburg. We had, you know, a ballot, an election, where the people of Pennsylvania clearly told Governor Wolf that we don't want a dictator anymore. We don't want someone that just lays down decrees. And he ignored that. He then asked the legislature to make a mask mandate. The legislature said no.
Right.
Then we had, and I can tell you, I've been all across this Commonwealth from Bucks County, you know, to Greene County. There have been vigorous debates on both sides of this issue at a school board level where parents researched, fought for democracy, and there was a vote taken. I know that there's many school board members that lost a lot of sleep and tried to make the best decision they could. And he lets all of this happen, right? And it plays out in every district, and school starts. And then he finds some health department rule from the 1950s, the 1920s, and says, yes, I have authority to do this. And he enters another decree as a dictator. I don't believe in that sort of dictator powers. I don't think any governor has the right or the ability to decree and put his views on other people. This should have been handled at the local level. Every district's different. Every place is different. Pennsylvania is very diverse, right? And so we had democracy playing out. He should have stayed out of it. We don't need a dictator. And I want to make this very clear. The reason why he was able to be a dictator in the COVID time period, only governor in the entire country that got dictator powers, is because our Attorney General, Josh Shapiro, who wants to be the next governor on the Democratic side, he lets it all happen. He doesn't do anything, whether it be Reggie, whether it be COVID, whether it be masks. He doesn't defend our constitutional rights because he doesn't want to upset the Democratic Party. He doesn't want to upset Governor Wolf.
Well, that's the guy you're going to have to beat because he's the odds-on favorite. And Jason Ritchie went to Hopewell, went on to Allegheny College, went on to Ohio State to get his law degree. He's married with 3 kids. You got a senior, junior, and a freshman, right?
Right. They're all at Quaker Valley.
And are they wearing masks then? Well, they are now.
They are now.
But as an attorney, so you've been a litigator, K&L Gates, for a long time. What was it that triggered, and this is a big, I mean, it's a big mountain to climb to try to become the next governor of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I'm putting in 18-hour days, but it is, you know, as you mentioned, I have 3 boys, Justin, Logan, and Marcus. They're all in high school. And what I've seen all across the Commonwealth is parents and grandparents who are heartbroken because kids are leaving Pennsylvania. You know, we just lost another congressional district.
Right.
A lot of our counties, about 70% of them, have lost population as much as 10% just in the last decade. Most of them have been losing population since World War II. And I see heartbreak because the kids are moving to other states where there's economic opportunity. The grandkids ultimately get raised somewhere else, and it reduces happiness. And I know for Melissa and I, we want our kids to be raised right, or to raise their families right here in Western Pennsylvania. So we've got to, as we were talking off mic, Pennsylvania should be succeeding. We have more natural resources than most countries of the world, right? We have hardworking blue-collar people. And geographically, we sit right in the middle of the most successful place on Earth, which is the northeastern United States. And yet, we've been failing. We've been in a 50-year decline. And so what I am and why I'm jumping is we need a political outsider to go in and disrupt Harrisburg and change the status quo. You know, we cannot have all of these taxes and all of this government, which is weighing down our success and not making Pennsylvania a place of opportunity. I will make Pennsylvania a place of opportunity.
And part of that weight that you talked about weighing things down is causing families to break up and move away. I don't know one family who is not affected by one generation or another or two moving out of the state. I luckily was able to come home. Thank you very much, Larry. But not many families are like that. Your plan is called the Great Pennsylvania Comeback, Jason. You want to eliminate the income tax. You want to eliminate the Turnpike Commission, the Liquor Control Board, and you want to improve the election process. How would you improve that? The rules have just been updated.
Take maybe one of those at a time of the different things. So first thing we want to do is bring the income tax down to 0%. As I mentioned earlier, we do not want to penalize people that go out and work. But what we've seen, and I just came back from the Republican Governors Association meeting in Chicago that I was invited to, the states that have done it, and Tennessee is probably the best example. You know, if you've been to Nashville lately, you have seen the boom.
It's a happening place.
It's a happening place. But 5 years ago, it wasn't. And in talking with Governor Lee, the minute they passed the 0% income tax law, businesses came into Tennessee, families stayed. There was a rejuvenation. But what they did was they slowly moved it 1% at a time over 5 years. That gave them time to, number one, as more people come in, they were able to generate more tax revenue from their other taxes, right? But the second thing is it gives you time to reduce the size of your government, which is what you were talking about, Kevin. We have here in Pennsylvania the largest and most expensive full-time legislature in the entire country. We have a huge executive branch, worthless commissions like the Turnpike Commission and the LCB that just kill us, and we have to get all of these taxes to pay for it, and it's really what's keeping us from being, which we should be, the most successful state in the United States.
The elephant in the room for you is Josh Shapiro, the Attorney General. He's been out there on front of a bunch of issues that have been extremely high profile. He's the odds-on candidate that looks like he's the favorite. How do you battle Josh Shapiro?
Yeah, so I think we look at his record and what he has done as Attorney General. We had a governor who took COVID-positive patients and ordered them back in the nursing home at the same time as Secretary of Health was moving her mother out, right? And what did our Attorney General do that's supposed to protect us? He did nothing. We had a governor who was arbitrarily ordering some businesses to close and allowing others to stay open. Walmart was fine, but small business, no. Or his cabinet company was fine, but Hoff Enterprises, a direct competitor cabinet company in Johnstown, had to close. And we had a governor who took dictator powers and started and ignored the legislature and did whatever he wanted to do. And Josh Shapiro, as Attorney General, was supposed to be the one protecting us, but he did nothing. He did nothing. He let those businesses die. He let the nursing home order stick. He let our governor be a dictator. That is an awful record, and he's doing it with Reggie now. He's letting this governor be a dictator to try to shut down half of our power plants and kill our fossil fuel industry. I mean, he's awful. He is the reason why we need change, and that is what I'm running for, and I believe I'm the person to take him on.
And the election laws recently changed, and you said you want to improve the process. How would you go about doing that?
Well, there's two things. Number one, I'm not for Act 77. I don't believe our Constitution requires that people go to the polls to vote, and I believe that that is the correct way. It's the way we've done it for a long time. And if you can't make it because you're disabled or you're away on business, you can vote absentee. And I would go back the system that we had that everyone believed in, because it's critical that everybody everybody believes in the results. I'm also, we don't talk about this enough, but I'm against the primary system that we currently have. Mm-hmm. I believe in what's called a runoff system that many states do, like Georgia and Louisiana, where all the candidates are in the primary, right? So, and if somebody gets 51%, they win. And if they don't, the top two, it could be two Republicans, it could be a Green Party and a Democrat, it could be two Democrats. That's the fairest system in the world. It will keep all the candidates toward the middle and not toward the extreme outer parts, because we need to bring a sense of civility back to our politics. We need to all work together, whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, to make our country successful, and in my case, make Pennsylvania successful.
Jason Ritchie, we appreciate your time this morning. We could spend a lot more. I'm sure we will as we get closer to the real deal. So appreciate your coming in.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
We know you were up late last night. You're in Scranton and drove all the way back for this show. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.